This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. By the Taylor and Soaps Gift Shop and Tea Room of Mount Olive, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hey, it's the Chicks from Taylor and Soaps.
Spring is here at Taylor & Soaps. Cherry blossoms are blooming in the spring line of Pandora Fine Jewelry. We have a generous selection of spring handbags crafted by Brighton and the new spring color collection of eyeshadows and lip colors from Merle Norman. Taylor & Soaps has all of this in one place, and the tea room has never looked more beautiful.
Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gifts, located in Mount Olive, the place to shop for the women in your life.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years. But at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
First of all, in the farm show on this Monday, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 7.04, up a nickel. July wheat trading at 7.08 and a half, up 4 1/4. May corn trading at 6.34 and 3/4, up 5 3/4. July corn trading at 6.22 and 3/4, up a nickel. May soybeans trading at 13.77 and 3/4, up 16. July beans trading at 13.59, up 15 and a quarter. On the close of the Chicago Board of Trade on Friday, May wheat ended the week at 6.99, up a nickel. July wheat ended at 7.04 and a quarter, up 4 3/4. September wheat ended at 7.12 and a quarter, up 4 1/4. May corn on Friday ended at 6.29, down a penny. July corn ended at 6.17 and 3/4, down 3/4. September corn ended at 5.52, down 3. May soybeans on Friday ended at 13.61 and 3/4, down 10 and a quarter. July beans ended at 13.43 and 3/4, down 8. August beans ended at 13.17 and a quarter, down 4 and 3/4. May soybean meal on Friday ended at 391.80, down 53. July meal, 390.50, down 39. August meal, 379.70, down 24. May soybean oil on Friday ended at 48.83, up 28. July oil, 49.11, up 27. August oil, 49.14, up 24. May oats on Friday ended at 359.5, up a half. July oats ended at 3.52, up 1.5. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with wheat closing higher and corn and soybeans lower. Wheat futures were supported by an increase in export interest, while corn futures went lower despite the announced sale of 120,000 tons of U.S. corn for the 2013-2014 crop year. Traders are also waiting for the USDA supply-demand forecast to be released on Wednesday of next week. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a penny lower at $6.27 to $6.44, while soybeans fell 10 to 11 cents at $13.62 to $13.75. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 cent lower at $6.40 to $6.49, and soybeans dropped 10 cents at $13.72 to $13.90. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 1 to 2 lower at $6.15 to $6.59. Soybeans fell 9 to 10 cents at $13.77 to $13.94, while the wheat bids were up a nickel at $6.90 to $7.04. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 10 cents at $14.10 to $14.17. Basis ended steady, ranging from 48 to 55 over the bank. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $5.30 a ton on Friday to range from $3.98.80 up to $4.05.80. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 1 cent lower at $6.54 to $6.69. Basis steady at 25 to 40 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators, they quoted their producer corn bids mixed at $6.41 to $6.47, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger, range from 12 to 18 over the May. Soybeans ended 3 to 7 cents lower on Friday at $13.90 to $14.02, with basis gaining 3 to 7 cents, range from 28 to 40 over the May. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery gained a nickel on Friday at $6.94 to $7.04, with basis steady, range from 10 under to option May. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators pay separate producer corn bids a penny lower at $6.37 to $6.42. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 10 cents with quotations at $13.98 to $14.03. Soft red winter wheat gained a nickel at $7.08 to $7.09, while the Milo fell 6 cents at $6.13 to $6.14. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those areas range from $4.96 up to $15.14. New crop soybean bids range from $11.86 up to $12.14. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $4.99 up to $5.16, with new crop soybean bids at $11.89 up to $12.10. In the southern part of the state, new crop bids range from $5.05 up to $5.20. New crop soybean bids at $11.96 to $12.21. And the new crop wheat bids in southern Illinois, those bids range from $6.72 up to $6.97. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade. April hogs ended the week at $80.02, down $1.40. May hogs ended at $86.90, down 2.25. June hogs ended at $89.70, down 2.32. April cattle on Friday ended at $126.02, down 1.22. June cattle, $121.50, down 85. August cattle, $122.25, down 95. April feeder cattle on Friday, $142.57, down 1.32. May feeders, $144.30, down 1.65. August feeders, $151.20, down 1.62. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 15 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 68 to 77, with the weighted average carcass price of $75.99. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for lighter offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were $46 to $50. The 4 to 5 weights, $49 to $54. The 5 to 550 weights, $53 to $56. And 550 and up were $55 to $58, with a few as much as $61. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand for good offerings and the price ranging from $51 to $56. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 8,909 head. And moving on to the Walnut Livestock Sales Report for April 4th, they had receipts of 382 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $1 to $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers sold $1 lower in a light test, And slaughter cows sold mixed with breakers higher, $8 higher, and boners and leans mostly steady. Slaughter bulls lightly tested, and trade was active and demand good. Now, starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 125.25 up to 130.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 112.50 to 114, and choice slaughter heifers at 124 to 128.50. On to the slaughter cows, breakers were 80.50 up to $85, boners were 70 to 77.50, and leans were 58.50 to 66.50. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 127 to 128, and on a dress basis they were trading at 202 to 204. Heifers on a live basis were 126, and on a dress basis 203. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading was very slow with light to moderate demand, and light to moderate demand and offerings with only 24 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $77.11, which was 17 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $191.32, which was 40 cents lower, and select carcasses were at $187.01, which was $1.24 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Friday, slaughter cattle was estimated at 113,000, which compared to 113,000 last week and 120,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 409,000, which compared to 405,000 last week and 374,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are the spot dairy prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday. For butter, 171, up 1. For block cheese, 176 and a quarter, up 2.5. For barrel cheese, 169 and a quarter, up 3. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday, $17.52. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.34. For May, $6.52. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.26. And for May, $6.44. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $13.84. And for May, $13.67. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.78. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $6.34, corn at Scottville, $6.26, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $13.84, wheat at Scottville, $6.78. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning at 6:21. Color radar showing a band of scattered light showers in parts of Christian, Macon, and Shelby counties slowly dissipating and moving to the east. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies today, a slight chance of a shower, high temperatures in the mid-70s, south winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 60s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower, the high in the upper 70s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, a chance of showers continues for Wednesday, then partly cloudy and cooler. Low temperatures in the low 40s, high temperatures in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady, partly cloudy skies, 59 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
You know about Consolidated Communications' great internet and phone service, and now you can bundle 2 years of digital TV at one great price. All your favorite TV and music channels, the freedom to move your TV anywhere with our wireless connection, and 3,000 hours of movies on demand, all for just $36.95 a month. And that base price is locked in for 2 years. Visit Consolidated.com for details. Service is not available in all areas and may vary by location. This promotional rate is available when TV is bundled with internet or phone. Taxes, fees, surcharges, and any items not in the bundle are extra. Other conditions apply.
And it's coming up on 6:24, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. Here's an update of the area livestock markets from last week. First, we join Jerry Milberg of the Department of Agriculture for an update from the Greenville livestock market.
Receipts for this auction totaled 1,096 head. Compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents higher. Slaughter Holstein steers $2 to $3 lower. The slaughter cows were steady to $1 higher, with slaughter bulls $4 to $5 lower. Feeder cattle were considered unevenly steady. And today's auction did feature one beef and two dairy herd dispersals. The choice slaughter steers range from $122.50 up to $130. Select and choice steers sold at $118 up to $122.50, with some select steers at $103 to $115.50. Choice Holstein steers sold at $110 up to $114.50. Some select and choice Holstein steers range from $101.50 up to $110, with the select slaughter Holstein steers at $98 to $99. Choice slaughter heifers range from $122.50 up to $126. The select and choice slaughter heifers at $119 to $122.50, and some select heifers sold at $105.50 up to $111. Slaughter cows premium type average dressing sold at $95.50. Some boning cows average dressing at $80 to $87.50, with some low dressing boners at $72 to $79. Lean cows average dressing sold at $72 to $77, high dressing at $78 to $81, and low dressing lean cows $60 to $70. Slaughter bulls yield grade 1s under 1,500 pounds, average dressing sold at $92 up to $103.50, high dressing bulls at $106.50 to $113.50, and low dressing yield grade 1 bulls at $72 to $83. The slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds, average dressing sold at $93 to $99, with high dressing $101 to $103. Feeder steers, medium large ones, 5 weight sold at $147 to $158. Feeder steers and heifers, medium large ones, a package of 171 head. They averaged 1,058 pounds, those sold at $120. The feeder Holstein steers, large threes, 4 weight sold at $105. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, 5 weights sold at $122.50 up to $131, 6 weights at $123 to $129, and 7 weight heifers at $120 to $128. Feeder heifers, medium large twos, 4 weights sold at $121 up to $136, and the feeder bulls, medium large ones, 5 weights sold at $137 to $147, with the 7 weight feeder bulls selling at $119 up to $128. That completes our recap of the Greenville Livestock Auction. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Right now it's time for an update from the United Producers Market in Shelbyville.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you the update report from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville for April 2nd. They had receipts of 1,031 head, and compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $1.50 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 50 cents higher, and slaughter cows traded steady. Slaughter bulls were lightly tested, and feeder cattle were mostly $4 to $8 higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 123 to 128. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were bringing 113 to 119. And choice slaughter heifers were bringing 123 to 128. Now moving over to the slaughter cows, they had some breakers at $90. Boners were bringing $82 to $86.50. And the leans were $72 to $77. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 to 6 weights, were bringing $150 to $161. The 6 to 7 weights were $133 to $147. And some 7 and 8 weights, $120 to $132. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights for bringing 140 to 156. The 5 to 6 weights, 126 to 151. The 6 to 7 weights, 115 to 128. Now on to the feeder bulls, medium and large ones. We're bringing the 6 to 7 weights, we're bringing 129 to 139. And the 7 to 8 weights, we're bringing 119 to 127.50. That concludes our report from Shelbyville. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And right now, we'll update the regional hog markets. We join Dr. Ron Plain of the University of Missouri.
It was a good week in hog markets. Hog prices basically $1 to $2 higher. Direct delivered to the plants on a carcass weight basis, roughly $77 per hundredweight. Terminal market prices on a lightweight basis in the low 50s. 10-ounce value, however, basically held steady, $77.28 per hundredweight late in the week. That means tighter packer margins. And so next week, we either need cut-out value improvement or we're probably not going to push hog prices much higher. Futures market end of the week steady with a week ago. A bit of concern. The Japanese bank has pushed monetary expansion. That's made the yen weaker against foreign currencies, and that's negative for pork exports. And Japan's our biggest foreign customer for U.S. pork. Hogs are this week down a bit. We started off the week with Easter Monday, and numbers were down about 120,000 head on that day. Iowa, Minnesota live weights last week, 276.1 pounds. That's down 1.1 pound from the same week a year ago.
And that was Dr. Ron Plain of the University of Missouri. Cattle Facts predicts record high beef prices and quality premiums in 2013. Cindy Campbell reports.
Although drought still blankets much of the United States, cow herd liquidation has slowed and more heifers are being retained for breeding. That combination means beef production will be down about 2.5%, says analyst Kevin Good.
We're a little concerned about the price point for beef as we go to higher prices, and we're suggesting that retail prices will be up about 4% this year. The price spread between beef, poultry, and pork has widened out over time. And because of that, we're seeing less featuring at retail. And we think we're losing a few of our customers just because of that price point.
Although per capita disposable income will be flat to slightly lower this year, there is some good news for cattlemen.
We've got consumers that have plenty of income. They might be tied to corporate profits. We still have a stock market that's trading near record levels. So you've got folks out there that have dollars to spend. And because of that, we continue to believe that we'll continue to see wider spreads for CAB, top two-thirds choice, and prime product over select products. So look for wider spreads in 2013.
Due to scarce supplies, feeder calf values will advance 5% in 2013. Developed heifers and bred cows will also fetch a premium, Good says, especially those that can produce premium beef.
That represents a opportunity for cattlemen to produce more of that type of product to get paid bigger premiums over commodity
beef. A silver lining that could
beef.
Boost profitability when herds recover from the drought. I'm Cindy Campbell.
According to the American Farm Bureau Federation's first semi-annual market basket survey, shoppers paid about 2% more for food at the grocery store at the beginning of 2013 compared to the fourth quarter of 2012. The informal survey shows the total cost of 16 food items that can be used to prepare one or more meals. To start 2013, the total was $51.54, $1 more than the prior quarter. Of the 16 items surveyed, 11 increased in average price while 5 decreased. Overall, American Farm Bureau Federation's Deputy Chief Economist John Anderson said food prices have remained remarkably stable over the past two or three quarters, particularly given the run-up in energy prices over this most recent quarter. Looking ahead, Anderson says food prices are expected to rise 3-4% during 2013. He says that is slightly higher than the average rate of inflation over the past 10 years. Despite the 2012 drought, testing has indicated that the 2012 U.S. corn crop was superior in quality across a number of key variables to the high-quality 2011 harvest. That according to the U.S. Grains Council Export Cargo Quality Report. The report provides the results of tests on corn samples collected during the U.S. government license sampling and inspection process for U.S. corn export shipments. According to this year's report, export samples had a higher test weight, lower incidence of broken corn and foreign material, and lower moisture as compared to the 2011-12 export samples. As for chemical composition, the report observed higher protein levels and lower starch, with oil content also higher. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 783, up 4. July wheat trading at 707¾, up 3½. May corn trading at 634¼, up 5¼. July corn trading at 623, up 5¼. May beans now trading at 1378½, up 16¾. July beans trading at 1359¼, up 15½. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.